Yeah, everybody's good. Fit, ready to go. Big Jamie was obviously a little bit stiff. He took a few whacks into his ribs. He's broke his nose, we think, as well. So, welcome back, Jamie.
That is a real welcome back, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I thought he'd done fantastic, considering the amount of time he's been out. You know, it's a big boost for everybody because he's a popular character around the club.
In terms of him coming back into side, just a quick word on him as well. It had been that long out. Were there any doubts for you when he was heading out there? He said there was no doubts over his injuries. Obviously, he was a little bit anxious going into the game, but were there any for you?
No, not really. Jamie's, you know, he's played over 400 games. And we knew that he'd be a little bit rusty, his timing and things like that. But we desperately wanted to get some minutes in, not just for us, but for him as well. You know, we're a little bit light at centre-half, you know, with Rob and Luke. And it was important we got him back in as quick as we could.
How quickly will he be in contention then for a regular start, do you think?
Yeah, it's the same as everybody else. We want competition for places. You know, I've shown in the two games I've had so far that I can mix it up if I want to. Keep talking about managing the group, and that's something we're going to have to do.
So if you needed to, you could throw him in at the weekend, despite the fact he's, obviously we know he's, like you say, been battered and beaten a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he was very quick to tell me, one game, one clean sheet. So, he's definitely in the reckoning for Saturday.
Things are looking positive, aren't they? Two games in. I know it's very easy when things aren't going well after two games to start criticising, but we should do the same when things have gone very well over two games. We should praise.
Yeah, we should, and it's important not to get carried away at the same time. You know, it's early, early doors. You know, we've just had the first week of the season just about under our belts. But the most pleasing thing and positive thing is I still feel we're a lot better than what we've showed. You know, in the game against Yeovil, we were clinical. Which was great, but our overall performance, I think, can be better than the same as the other night there.
Yeah, I was going to say, against York, you could have performed better, couldn't you? You got the result, you got through to the next round, which was the main aim, but you could have performed better.
Yeah, we want to perform better all the time. We constantly want to improve ourselves. The pleasing thing the other night there is we got a result without playing well. You know, there was lots of times last season where I've praised the players for playing well and passing the ball well, and we came away with no points. So it shows we've got character in the team to do that as well.
Another pleasing thing, I suppose, is you made five changes, and when we sat here, what, about a month ago now, it was looking like you might not even be able to have enough players to make five changes.
We didn't have five players a month ago. Nah, but it was good, and it lets everybody know that I will give them a chance. With the group being as small as it is, that we're going to have to shake things up every now and then. And I thought the boys who came in done very well.
And the young players as well who have come into that side. Luke Wakefield had maybe a shaky 20 minutes, didn't he, towards the start of that game against York, but seemed to come and get stronger as the game went on.
Yeah, he did. And look, we came more often than in his young career, short career. He's played centre-half. He's played right-back for us a few times, done it pre-season, and he's done well. And the more he gets to learn that position, the better he'll become with it as well.
And Watford, we'll pull that out of the hat. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's another long trip and a Tuesday night. But look, in the cups, you can't dictate who you get and who you don't get. It's a tie we'll want to win and want to try and progress.
A couple of the sides in this region got some of the big boys, you could say, Premier League sides. Are you disappointed you didn't pull one of those out of the hat?
There's two ways to look at it. You get the prestige we get in a big club, but you're also going to be up against it as well. You know, what we feel is Watford will be a top game, tough game, against a Championship team who we done well against last year. And it gives us an opportunity to get into the next round as well.
Have you got a headache this weekend in terms of your selection for the side?
No, I know in my head the team that I'm going to pick. You know, it'll be tough on some of the ones that are left out, but it'll be the only reason will be is that I feel it's the team that can win the game. We can take the opportunity to rest some people again because we've got another big game on Tuesday night against Preston.
Which has given you more of a headache at the moment in time, defensive side of things, because you've had two clean sheets with two different lineups at the back, or attacking side of things, because the goals were free-flowing down at Yeovil, and obviously a goal the other night as well for Harry Forrester. So which has given you the most headache at the minute?
No, it's great to have competition for places, you know, and it's good for me as the manager to know that I can trust the players as well. You know, the ones that came in the other night, there, as I previously said, done really well. The ones who played at Yeovil were solid and looked clinical going forward. So it's a good headache to have.
In terms of going forward, you've got the likes of Main, Tyson, Forrester as well, Theo Robinson. They're all players who can find the back of the net. Do you feel one of them is a 20-goal striker, or do you think it could be a case of you get four of them with 10-plus?
To do well in any league, you need your forwards to score probably 15-plus goals and a couple of them to do that. We feel that we've definitely got that in the team with Theo, Curtis and Nathan. And the one thing we want to do is try and get more goals from wide areas. You know, Harry's now got 2-2, which is fantastic, and from the midfield as well. You know, you need everybody chipping in, but we feel that with the three strikers we've got, that there'll be a real threat, and there's a lot of goals in them.
Do you feel they complement each other as well? Do you feel their styles complement each other?
Yeah, they're three very different players. You know, we started with Curtis and Nathan, and they combined well, Curtis and Theo the other night there. Theo and Nathan have shown pre-season that they can play together. You know, if we need to go one up front and play three in behind, it gives us the option to do that as well.
Curtis Mayne the other night looked a frustrated figure at times, didn't he, out on that field? He kept coming deep for the ball, trying to search for the ball. Does sometimes he need to just stay up there, make sure he's in the right position?
A little bit, but when teams defend as deep as York defended, it's very difficult to get in behind them. So we wanted one of the forwards to come off short into the space between the midfield and their back four. And when we'd done that and we passed the ball, we'd done okay. But more often than not the other night there, we still tried to get the ball in behind, and it's impossible to do that when teams defend it.
He is a grafter though, isn't he, Curtis Mayne? It's something that I'm not going to compare the two players, but Wayne Rooney, everyone says it about Wayne Rooney at times. He can come looking for the ball too much and not wear himself out, but battle away for it when he's not where he needs to be.
Well, one of Curtis's biggest strengths is his attitude and his work rate. You know, he doesn't give people a minute's peace. He always wants to win, whether it be in training, whether it be in games, whether whatever he's doing, you know, he's got that winning mentality. And that's something we wanted to get in the team, along with the characters that we've already got as well.
And he was barking out orders as well. He wasn't shy at shouting at a few of his teammates on Tuesday.
No, he's not a shy boy. That's one thing Curtis Mayne isn't.
In terms of business-wise things, I know you're not looking to do any more business, but what about players such as, you obviously gave a short-term deal to Paul Keegan. He's a couple of weeks into that now. Is there any update on that side of things?
Not at the minute. Paul wants to stay, and we want Paul to stay. We've got a couple of weeks to sort that out, and hopefully we can do that.
Is it something you're regularly talking to him about, or are you letting him get on with things?
Just that Keegs just wants to play football. You know, he's a fantastic pro. Every day in training, he's up there with the best of them. And he just wants to play, so I'll just let him do that.
And the Wellens and Quinn situation, any update for us on that front?
No, just the same as every week when you ask me.
So they're still just training away, and you're hoping that the phone doesn't ring, I guess?
Yeah, that's right. They're training, you know, but up until something happens or doesn't happen, then the situation won't change.
What did you make to Port Vale then this weekend? They had a fantastic cup win.
Yeah, they did. And old manager of mine, Mickey Adams, who I get on great with, he was fantastic for me as a player. Probably out of all the managers I played under, got the best out of me. And that's probably Mickey's biggest asset. You know, individuals in a team, he definitely gets the best out of them. It'll be a really tough game for us on Saturday. You know, we've had them watch twice. They're a strong team. They've got some good players. Well organised, which I wouldn't expect anything less from Mickey's team, so it'll be a really tough test for us.
How did he get the best out of you then? What was it that he had that got the best out of you?
We definitely had a love-hate relationship. He knew that if he gave me a bit of a rollicking that I would react to it. Not always in the right way, but he was great for me.
Have you learnt from him on the manager front then? Because you'll obviously look back at the manager you had over the years, and now you're a manager, you have to pick up some of those traits.
Little bits and pieces, but I don't want to give him too much credit because he likes to take the credit for getting my career back on track and making a 20-goal striker, so we'll leave it at that.
Nice to have a catch-up with him though this weekend.
It'll be great. He's top man, somebody I've got a massive amount of respect for.
And you're going to have to be patient at times. You mentioned they'll be very well organised. You're going to have to be patient, aren't you, at times this weekend?
Yeah, we are, but that doesn't mean that... We want to be patient but still play with a tempo to our game as well. You know, and when you talk about patience in games, you can get caught up in slowing the tempo of it down. You know, and we're at our best when we close teams down, we move the ball quickly, we get the ball wide, get our forwards in behind. But they will be very similar to York, as in they'll be very well organised and make it difficult for us.